USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Here's your coronavirus update from around the world. Britain is temporarily releasing about 4,000 inmates to ease crowding and slow the spread of the new coronavirus in their prisons. According to official figures, 88 inmates and 15 prison staff have tested positive for COVID-19. Italy's commissioner for the new coronavirus crisis has defended the government's response amid criticism of slow and insufficient distributions of ventilators and personal protective equipment for healthcare workers. And Serbian streets have emptied as a tightened curfew took effect as part of measures designed to curb the spread of the new coronavirus. The government extended the ban from 1 p.m. to 5 a.m. to prevent people from leaving their homes. And the U.S. Embassy in Russia says it's trying to arrange a charter flight to repatriate Americans, but warns it will be the last flight for some time. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Donald Trump has informed Congress that he is removing Michael Atkinson, the inspector general who flagged the Ukraine whistleblower complaint. In a letter to the leaders of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee, the president said, "This is to advise you I am exercising my power as president to remove from office the inspector general of the intelligence community." The letter also says, "It is vital that I have the fullest confidence in the appointees serving as inspectors general. This is no longer the case with this particular inspector general." The firing is to take place in 30 days. Pop singer Pink, who said she's recovering from COVID-19, announced via Twitter that she's donating $1 million to help healthcare professionals in the fight against coronavirus. Half will go to Philadelphia's Temple University Hospital Emergency Fund, and the other $500,000 will go to the Los Angeles Emergency Fund. Pink's mother worked at Temple for 18 years, according to the singer. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The federal government's relief program for small businesses is off and running, with some businesses able to apply and several big banks saying they're not quite ready to process applications. Millions of small businesses are expected to apply for these rescue loans from the $349 billion Paycheck Protection Program, which was put in place to help them retain workers and pay bills. Roughly 2,300 loans valued at $889 million have been processed so far, according to the Small Business Administration. The program is being overseen by the SBA, but banks are handling the application process on their own. Some large lenders like Wells Fargo, Huntington Bank, and Bank of America said they are ready to go, while JPMorgan Chase said they would not accept applications, citing the lack of guidance from the Treasury Department. Former Vice President Joe Biden now leads President Donald Trump in the latest Grinnell College national poll. The poll shows Biden garnering 47% support to Trump's 43. The poll also measured a hypothetical head-to-head contest between Trump and Bernie Sanders. Trump leads Sanders 44% to 43. Of those who identify as a Biden supporter in a head-to-head matchup with Trump, 55% said their mind is made up. 43% said they could be persuaded to support a different candidate. 82% of self-identified Trump supporters say their mind is made up on who they'll support in a general election, with just 17% saying they could be persuaded to vote for someone else. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.